Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, September 16, 2014, and this is Michael Hadavny reporting. I am a member of the Washington, D.C. Council 21, and I am one of the 111. Recall notification letters were sent out yesterday, September 15th, to all flight attendants on voluntary and involuntary furlough. Within 14 calendar days of receipt of the recall letter, all flight attendants on furlough status must notify the company by certified mail or telegram of their intentions to return to active service. Flight attendants on involuntary furlough status will have an effective return to work date of November 15, 2014. And been recalled to JFK. Flight attendants who are on involuntary furlough status are not eligible to participate in the Enhanced Early Out Program as provided for in Section 22A-3B of our contract. Flight attendants recalled to a different domicile from which furloughed may submit a bid to any domicile without having to wait 6 months. Flight attendants on voluntary furlough status will have an effective recall date of December 1st, 2014, and will return to the domicile from which voluntary furloughed. Flight attendants on voluntary furlough status who have been a minimum of 15 years bid seniority, SW classification, as of September 15th, 2014, are eligible to participate in the Enhanced Early Out Program. Flight attendants on voluntary furlough status who would like to participate in the Enhanced Early Out Program must first notify the company of their intent to return from voluntary furlough status before beginning the process of bidding for the Enhanced Early Out Program. Failure to respond to the recall notice or to report to your domicile on the date specified by the company will result in separation from the company. If you have any additional questions, please contact your local office. The bid process for the Enhanced Early Out Program started yesterday, September 15th, and will close October 30th at 0800 Central Time. The process for submitting an enhanced early out bid is a two-part process. The first step in this process is to submit a bid for the early out using the command EOREQ in Unimatic. After you have submitted your bid, we recommend that you print a copy of the bid screen for your records and redisplay the EOREQ screen to ensure your bid has been accepted. The second step of this process requires you to submit a waiver of rights and claims release from liability form to the company. Once you have printed and signed the form, you must scan and email the form to earlyout@united.com. We recommend you keep a copy of the email for your records. When the company receives the waiver form, you will receive an email of your united.com email confirming this form has been received and is on file. If you have submitted the waiver form, you have a one-time only opportunity to resend the waiver. However, once you have resend the waiver, you have forfeited your opportunity to participate in the Enhanced Early Out Program. For more information, visit the Enhanced Early Out page on our website. Open enrollment for AFLAC/CAIC voluntary insurance is now available. Open enrollment will be available through Friday, October 3rd, 2014, and can be completed online or over the phone. Insurance plans include short-term disability, accident, critical illness, including cancer coverage, and hospitality indemnity. On the enrollment website, you will find plans, summaries, a questions and answers document, and information on plans, including pricing. You also have the ability to add and see beneficiaries and are able to access claim forms. The enrollment site has an online chat feature for asking questions from an enrollment representative. The toll-free number to talk to an enrollment representative is 855-236-9743. They are open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Time. Visit the Aflac page on our website for additional information, including a Q&A and to access the enrollment website. The company recently published an in-flight services safety alert advising of recent FAA minimum crew violations that have occurred across the airline. These FAR violations not only place the company in non-compliance, they also have the potential to cause safety and security concerns within the company. Standard operating procedures have been designated and implemented to prevent these incidents from occurring. However, if the procedures, when used, are not working properly, we need to provide insight to those who created these policies to assist in an overall evaluation of why the procedures failed to accomplish what they were designed to prevent. Sometimes these policies fail or are ineffective because we are not given the tools and or training to accomplish the policies correctly. One resource we have as flight attendants to identify deficiencies in our in-flight safety action program, ISAP, flight attendants play a vital role in gathering information and data to assist the ISAP ERC, made up of safety representatives from AFA, the FAA, and the company, to identify and correct specific problems. The purpose of the ISAP program is to improve safety due to the prevention of accidents and incidents by encouraging flight attendants to voluntarily report safety issues and events. Because of the value of the information provided by these reports, the FAA and the airline both provide protection from discipline for sole source reports that are accepted by the ISAP ERC. Since the introduction of the Flight Attendant Safety Action Program in 2005, the program has been met with great success, and many issues and policies that have needed review and correction have been identified. For more information about the ISAP program or to file a report, please visit our website. Today, the 46 United Maintenance Instructors, represented by the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, IAM, have ratified a new joint labor agreement. This agreement includes an increase in pay and benefits, as well as a no farm out clause. We would like to congratulate our sisters and brothers on the ratification of their new contract. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.